Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. I hope you guys having a good day. You guys are in good spirits. And I hope you guys enjoy the show tonight. So tonight's topic, we'll be talking about cheating. Most of us, I will say, have either cheated or been cheated on. So my two subtopics tonight would be what are some reasons people cheat and how many times can your spouse cheat on you before you honestly leave them? Like, okay, maybe they cheated a few times and you took them back, but like this was a deal breaker, last straw, you're not going to say this time if they cheat on you. At this point, you're just over it. I did make a post early on Facebook, and thank you guys so much for watching it. On my post, and who basically placed their comment and help. Don't mind the dog, guys. He's angry. He sees someone, so that's what they do. They bark, so don't mind him. But for basically commenting on there and giving me some tips and some ideas, if you guys do want to talk, remember you can always call in. The lines are open, 646-787-8528. Lines are open. You can press 1 to speak with me and place your comment. And don't forget, you can always remain anonymous. You don't have to say who you are. So we're going to go ahead and start this off tonight. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break and we'll get right back to it. Thanks for tuning in.
Yo, I don't even know you and I hate you. See, all I know is that my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape you. She was in love, and I'd ask you how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night make you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but some things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings. And you stayed. What made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you crawl for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smack you down, cause he said you was too tall for him. That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could've killed you when you said that he was growing from his
love
demon.
Is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind.
Kill you myself. You played with her like a doll and put her back on the shelf. Wouldn't let her go to school and better herself. She had a baby by your ass and you ain't giving no help. Uh-huh. Big time hustler, snake motherfucker. One's born every day and every day she was your sucker. How could you beat the mother of your kid? How could you tell her that you love her? Don't give a fuck if she lives. She told me she would leave you. I admit it, she did. But came back, made up a lie about you missing your kid. Sweet kisses. Baby, ain't even know she was your mistress. Had to deal with big fights and phone calls from your bitches. Lost like you possessed her, telling me to mind my business. That it was her life and stay the fuck out of it. I tried and said just for him, I keep a ready clip.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind.
And I want you dead. Don't know the facts, but I saw the blood pour from her head. See, I lay down beside her in the hospital bed. And about 2 hours later, doctor said she was dead. Had the nerve to show up at her mother's house the next day to come and pay your respect and help the family pray. Even knelt down on one knee and let a tear drop. And before you had a chance to get up, you heard my gun cop praying to me now. I ain't God, but I pretend. I ain't thought your life a nigga, I'ma bring it to an end. And I did, clear shots and no regrets ever. Cops come and lock me under the jail. Nigga, whatever, my bitch, fuck that, my sister. You can never figure out, even if I let you live, what I love was all about. I consider her my blood and it ain't come no thicker.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. Take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind. Hey, this is Keisha Cole, and welcome to Sessions at AOL. Come on in.
That I wasn't
Hi guys, we're back. I played two throwback songs actually that pretty much pertains to tonight's topic. I played Eve's Love is Blind because we all know love can definitely be blind sometimes. We sit up here and deal with different things that we probably normally wouldn't deal with just because we think we're in love. And earlier, actually one of my Facebook friends, he kind of made a valid point. And you guys, if you know me, you know, like I don't try to lie or try to pretend to be something I'm not. And I mean, pretty much most of the topics that we talk about and bring forth, you know, to the table is real life events, real stuff that people go through. And I just want to share this with y'all about what he said. I won't reveal his name or anything like that, but he basically said a lot of y'all women are He said a lot of y'all women be so stigmatized and y'all fall in love with potential, all while ignoring the warning signs, knowing your intuition was right from the start. He showed you who he was, and you decided to make excuses for him without requiring change. And basically, he was saying, like, even now on the post, a lot of women will accept the cheating if if he's doing certain stuff. Like, if you guys seen the post, a lot of women were saying it's certain things why they would stay if they got cheated on. And I'll go ahead and go into that in a minute. But basically, he said, if a man truly wants you and only you, he might get tempted to cheat, but he won't go through with it. And basically, I expressed to him that I agree with what he was saying because I'm on the post. One of my posts, it was kind of like the post where I talked about how many times can your spouse cheat before you leave them. A lot of women were saying it depends. Some of the things that they said it depend on was if he takes care of home, if he's a good man outside of him cheating, if he's like supportive, support that person, pays bills, pays rent, takes care of home, that goes into that. And another one was sex. If his sex was good, if his dick was good, if she was stigmatized, if the dick was amazing, women were willing to put up with a little bit more stuff. Now, not everyone said that they would put up with certain things. Some women expressed how they would kill the person if they try to cheat on them, how they got one time and they're done. That very first time is over with. There's no, you know, turning back. There's no forgiving you. There's no trying to rebuild it. Like, you know what you did, so live with your mistakes. Some people were just saying how sex was a big thing. If that person was able to have sex with you good, was it bad? Basically, not wanting to give up the sexual relationship with them. And if they took care of home, if he was a good dad, if he paid bills, if he looked out, they would be willing to put up with it. A lot of women that I asked who commented on my post, one female actually was honest, and she was like, she doesn't know why she's staying. Like, she's like, she told me, I'm like, why are you staying if you know he's cheating or whatever? And she was like, I don't know. Like, all jokes aside, I honestly don't know. And she gave the excuse of her children. They have children together. They have multiple children together. They have a family together. So she just feels like for the sake of her children, for the sake of her family, she'll try to keep her relationship together and keep it strong and keep it solid. But she did say how basically, you know, after so long of trying to put up with someone cheating on you and you forgive them, and they constantly cheat, eventually you end up hating that person, the relationship eventually becomes toxic, and you know, at some point in time, you have to love yourself more than you love that person. You have to let go. So, on the part where it was like, so here's some reasons why people cheat, and these are coming from men and women. I had one female say that she cheated because the sex was bad. She said it was terrible. And I basically asked her, like, you don't think that you could have, like, taught him how to, like, have sex with you? Like, everybody's different. And I feel like during sex, like, people be thinking, oh, I know how to fuck. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm, my dick is good, or my pussy be wet, or it's just, like, and I just feel like everybody different. Like, I feel as though different sex partners bring out different stuff in you. Just because one female may like you to fuck her hard and go back, like, the next female may not like that. The next female may like a little bit more intimate when she's having sex. The next female could think, like, okay, I don't like it rushed. I don't like aggressive sex. I like it to be intimate. I want you to take your time. I want you to be more slower. Or I like the foreplay. That gets me going. It gets me wetter. It gets me more into you versus you just trying to say, bend over, stick it in. Is you ready? And it's like, no, I'm not ready. It takes her some time. Not saying me personally, but I'm just speaking in general. I just feel as though people think just because they have good sex that their sex is going to be good with everyone, and the truth is everybody likes sex a different way. And just because that female or that male likes it that way, that does not mean the next person is going to like it the same, or the experience to them is going to be good. You could think, I'm about to pound her out and she's going to love it. The next female may be like, he pounded me out and I hated it. It was the worst experience ever. I couldn't wait for him to get the fuck up off of me. It was not good. I didn't like it. So I think as far as sex goes, you have to learn who you're having sex. Like, you have to learn the person when you're having sex. You have to know what that person likes and what that person doesn't like, because everybody doesn't like everything. You may, like, get a female who she likes for you to give head. I've seen certain females say they hate getting head. They don't like it. They don't want it. And it just be so surprising to me, because I'm a female that loves getting head. Like, I love oral sex. Like, that is, like, if you don't give head, you're probably never going to, you're not never going to touch me, because to me, that's a part of sex. And I like that. And I'm not saying every time, but yeah, like, every time you should definitely eat my pussy. I don't give a fuck if it's from the front, the back, the side. You do it while I'm standing up with my leg on your shoulders. If you trying to do it from me hanging from the ceiling, motherfucker, I'm going to try it with you. But it's certain people out here who be like, no, I don't like it. I just want to have an actual sex. And then there's some girls who I have met who don't really like sex. They just do it because of the man wants to do it. So I feel as though, like, sex is a... is one of the main parts of your relationship. But you definitely have to learn the person that you're having sex with. You got to know what makes that person's body, what turns them on, what makes that person get stimulated, what'll get your girlfriend's pussy flowing, what'll make her so wet that she gonna drown you, how can you make her squirt, like, what can you do to make her cream, like, does she like foreplay, or does she like to get right to it? Same with your man. You know, some men, we've had a topic before about sex. Some men, they like sloppy head. They love when it's nice and wet. They love the whole everything. They want to be left in a puddle when it's all said and done. And then some men say, I don't like it sloppy. I don't want all that spit. I don't want all that slobber. It's not the wetter, the better when you're doing it with your mouth. So I feel like learning your partner is a good thing to help with your relationship. Because a lot of people do cheat because of the bad sex. You can have a man that is, like, outside of your sex life. He's a perfect gentleman. He's a good man. He takes care of home. He handles your business. He helps with stuff. He does stuff without you having to tell him or remind him. He takes out the trash. He opens up doors for you. He loves date night. He would treat your kids like kids, the whole nine. But he gets stuck in bed, and you're just like, oh, my fucking God. And then you could meet somebody who you're completely sexual compatible with, where they just make you want to be a ho-ho. Like, this man could tell you to drop to your knees and give me head right now, and you'll do it. Because him and his presence, how he is, his sexual drive towards you makes you want to just open up and be dominant to him. but he could suck at everything else. In a relationship, y'all probably would never work out. Sexual, y'all are the perfect fit. So I think learning your partner is definitely a good thing when you're trying to get into a relationship. Someone also commented, basically rushing into a relationship can cause someone to cheat. In this day and age, a lot of people want to skip the friendship part. They want to skip the let's get to know each other part. And they want to get straight to it. I'm not going to say just men, because I know a few women out there who, like, at the end of the day, I just want some dick, or I just want some money, or I just want you to do this, do what the fuck I say, give me some dick, and get the fuck out of my house. You can leave. I don't care. And that's perfectly fine if that's your preference, just like a man. But I feel like making that clear in the beginning will help. A lot of people get into a relationship in this rush. Like, you have somebody who you had a good one-night stand with, or you had great sex with, and all of a sudden, y'all didn't turn sex into a relationship. Now y'all hanging out, y'all doing this, and you get to know the person, and the reality is you don't like that person. Y'all are not compatible. You don't like what they do. Them chewing could annoy you. Like, you just don't like how they move, how they operate, but you didn't take the time out to get to know that person. So you don't know, actually, if you technically like that person. All you know is y'all had a good time having sex. So it's cool. Y'all could be in a relationship. Another person said being rejected or neglected by your spouse. Not giving that person too much time. I feel like now, like, you know, a lot of people were moms, were dads, work. We have a lot of other things going on outside of our relationship. And sometimes people stop forgetting that your spouse needs attention too. Yes, you're a mother. Yes, you have to cook. Yes, you have to clean. Yes, you have to tend to the children. You have to go to work. You have to make yourself still be beautiful, but you still have a man that you need to make sure you're still showing him that you love him. He's still appreciated. You know, date night for couples are still important. Dressing up sexy for your man and going out on a date, whether it's a 5-star meal or somewhere quick to eat, or to a movie, or something that you make up at home. You know, you could set the living room up or the dining room up and have a nice dinner planned out, a 4-5-course meal, whether you cook it yourself or order it, and you dress up sexy for your man, the kids are gone, and you guys have time to one another. Just like personal time is important. You know, sometimes we get into relationships and we only solely focus on our mate. We only worry about what makes him happy or what makes her happy, or we got to do everything together. Like, I can't go out with my friends. You got to come with me. Or there's no time for you to just be with the fellas and go out and have a drink and have a good time without your spouse being there. Or maybe you as a woman, you know, your man, he may not be as not as secure. And if you even mention going out with your girls, you automatically think, oh, you cheating, or you about to be out here being a hoe. Why you got that dress on? And it's like, listen, I'm your woman. I love you. I don't want to cheat on you. I'm not going to cheat on you. I'm going out with my friends for some self-me time, or we're going out for dinner. Yes, I want to dress up and look nice. And at the end of the night, I'm going to come home and probably give you the drunk, nasty, sloppy sex. So why are you jealous or worry about if another man sees me looking sexy? I belong to you. This is yours. All this sexiness is for you. And you got men who, you know, they're controlling. They don't want you to go out with, be with your friends. Your life has to revolve around the relationship. And that's not true. I feel like people can be in a happy relationship and still have their self. Like, I'm gonna give an example. I was in a relationship and at one point in time, I stopped hanging out with all my friends. I stopped going to other places with my friends. I stopped doing everything except if it involved me going by myself, I didn't do it. Or me going with my friends, I didn't do it. I solely hung out with my boyfriend. I solely hung out with him and his friends. And at a time, we got tired of each other because we were always around each other. Come home from work, we're right there. If he leave, I'm leaving too. If I leave, he's coming too. Which, that's not always bad. But when you guys start getting irritated with each other for no reason, you're arguing or just having pointless disagreements, it's probably because you don't have any space. You know, if we go somewhere and all your dudes is around, but I got on a dress, but you got an attitude, it's like, dude, what do you want me to do? I'm not ugly. The dress part looks really nice on my ass. They're men. Yeah, they're your friends, so they're not going to, like, look to the point where it's, like, disrespectful. But come on now. If I even see a woman with a nice fat ass, I'm going to look. So I know a man is going to look. But it was just certain things he would get irritated when he would get mad at. And it got to a point where he realized, like, we don't always got to be together. Like, we don't always got to be around each other. You know, we could do stuff separately. But at this point in time, shit, I done lost all my friends. I don't have any friends now. I lost all my friends because I'm too busy being up your ass. So now it's like, I got to come with you because I don't got shit to do. If you leave, I'm being a house bored. And I want to be in a house bored by myself. So either you stay here or I'm going to come with you. And it got to a point where we got tired of each other. All because I sat, like, not even gonna just say I, but I did. I sacrificed my friends. I sacrificed outside relationships with other people, and I decided to be up under him. And in the end, we resented each other because we were up under each other too much. Only time we had a break, y'all, is when I was at work and he was at work. Like, that's the only time we was not around each other, not together. So just imagine being around your spouse 24/7. Eventually, it's going to be like, okay, I need a break. Not so I can go cheat. Not so I can go be a rat or anything like that. But because people need time to themselves. You need that time to, you know, be by yourself, whether it's get some sleep or go, you know, have girl time. You know, you can't talk to your man about everything, just like he couldn't talk to me about everything. You know, and then there was times where I was around him and his friends, they wanted to have certain conversations. And it's like, after we would get into an argument, because it's like, damn, I didn't even know you felt like that. But now I'm around you and your friends, I hear how you really be talking. That shit irritated me. It bothered me. Now we're arguing because I was at a point, I'm at a place where I shouldn't even have been listening to a conversation that I had no business being into, because it's guy time, it's guy talk. You know, when girls get together, we talk about certain things that men don't want to listen to, i.e. sex, other men, sex, niggas with big dicks, like, girly stuff, nail care, pregnancy, babies. And it's like, if a man sit around and listen to women talking about, oh, he looks good, y'all, he got a big dick, like, oh, I seen his print, it was nice, but you hear your girl engaging in this conversation, you're probably going to be mad. I mean, it's just harmless conversation, because she probably would never touch that man or never even, you know, try to look at it outside of the pictures her friends show her. But it's girl talk. It's that talk that you need with your friends. It's that time to be yourself, to laugh and giggle, to talk about, thank you, to talk about stuff that you can't always talk about with your spouse. And I think people don't realize, like, where we're in this day and age where people think you always have to be with your spouse 24/7. You always have to be up under them. And the truth is, you don't. You don't have to be with your spouse all the time to still maintain a healthy relationship. So I did talk a little bit. And I'm going to go ahead and take a break now. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, play a few songs, and then we're going to come back and continue the conversation about some reasons why people cheat. I got some more reasons why they cheat. But the bigger one was I got more comments and conversation on the post where I said how many times your spouse can cheat before you leave. And I feel like that's something most of us, because I'm not going to say all, because I did have a few people on there who actually said they never had to deal with someone actually physically cheating on them, like sex, but they did have to correct their partner at a time when that person was entertaining women as far as, like, being flirtatious on social media and different things like that. So not everybody is cheated on. I even had men comment on there saying that they would never cheat on their wife or their girlfriend because they love them. They wouldn't do anything to jeopardize their relationship. So we're going to get back into that after these commercial break.
No, I'm not hiding, trying to take away my pride. No, I'm not fighting, got the Uzi on me. Try again, and I'm gonna let them know that Jada Ty is bound to go. No more keeping it on the low.
cause I really am a savage. And no, I'm not hiding, trying to take away my pride. No, I'm not fighting. Got the Uzi on me, try again. And I'm gonna let them know that Jada Ty is bound to go. No more keeping it on the low. This is my takeover show. And how all my diamonds bling. And yeah, they hate and sending texts in my cell phone, but I won't hesitate to put it to their fucking dome. Talking shit, but we'll pull up at your fucking home. So if you hate and just leave us the fuck alone. And no, I'm not hiding, trying to take away my pride. No, I'm not fighting. Got the Uzi on me, try again. And I'm gonna let them know that Jada Ty is bound to go. No more keeping it on the low. This is my takeover show.
Cause I'm taking over. No, it's not over. Cause we're taking over. Yeah, I'm taking over.
this goes out to the people that think they ain't good enough. Let me tell you right now, man, fuck that shit, you good enough. Look, I spit these verses, no rehearsal, no my curses serve a purpose. No my blessings keep me grounded, no my angels keep me surface. But it's deeper than the surface, no you hear that shit a lot. And I know that you get nervous when they put you on the spot. But remember, every failure has a lesson. Yeah, these scars, they have a path, cause they led you to progression, nothing less than. And I'm just being mean, I ain't trying to be a reverend. But these words, yeah, they my weapon, I've been dreaming since 11 about the music. How I'm gonna use it, it's touch every human, I must never abuse it. With great power comes great responsibility. And there were times when I doubted my ability. But you must learn to accept yourself. Only then will you be able to direct yourself to the path that you desire with the hand you was dealt. And before somebody help, you gotta help yourself. Hear me out, don't be no pessimist. Life's a Mount Everest, it's scary and it's treacherous. Don't be on terrorist, but even if you slip, you gotta get back up. Come on, you gotta get a grip before that relapse comes. And ain't it funny how we look for the approval of society? Make you feel worthless if you ain't acting with propriety. Make you feel depressing, so you write it in your diary. And every night you cry, but listen, you don't have to try and be something that you're not. No one will ever take your spot. We all here for a reason, believe in what you feel inside. And when you hear these words, I hope it stains your soul. I hope it helps so you don't have to feel the pain no more. I hope the sun shines down and it don't rain no more. Because you were something that money can't no for. One of a kind, because listen, I know you ain't no ordinary person. You were chosen, so go make your mark. Now I ain't the smartest, but I can see through the phonies. My home ain't the largest, but yeah, at least I got homies. Who would die for a nigga? Trust me, I would too. So stop all that tripping and let me tie your shoe. And that's real. Let me see that smile now. Let me see that smile now. Find a way, make the pain go away now. And every day don't let them sway, it's on your light out. Let me see that smile now. Let me see that smile now. Find a way, make the pain go away now. And every day don't let them sway, it's on your light out.
Do you need first aid CPR training to fulfill a job requirement? Or are you prepared for emergency situations? Well, New Era 330 provides adult and pediatric first aid CPR. We also provide basic life support training in our new program, Family First CPR. So check us out on the web at www.newera330.com or give us a call at 330-983-9240.
It's time for... Hey, it's your girl, Deanna K. Bailey, from Secret Battles on the Ear Candy Radio Network. And you can catch me every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, fighting all these secret battles. Come on and hell with me. It's time.
Okay, guys, we're back. Thank you so much for tuning in and all the comments and... just staying locked in with me tonight. I hope you guys are having a good Tuesday. One of the commercials I did play was a sponsor by the name of New Era 330. They're located in Fairlawn, Ohio, and they provide CPR classes pretty much to everyone who needs them. We can never, you know, be ready to save a life, and CPR is something that we all can use. We can all, you know, benefit from. You can be anywhere at any given time and someone could start choking. And if you know CPR, you could possibly save that person's life. So today's topic was cheating. Basically, we're talking about what are some reasons people cheat and how many times can your spouse cheat before you honestly leave them. I'm not going to say everyone, but most of us have been in situations where we've been in a relationship and we've been cheated on, and instead of leaving that person, we've stayed, we try to make it work, and, you know, In most cases, I'm going to say that once you accept cheating, the motherfucker is going to start ice skating. I'm just speaking from my own experience. I stayed at one point in time when I got cheated on, and I'm not even going to say I really had a good reason. I'm going to say he was a good manipulator. He was a good talker. He made me believe that it was a mistake. He didn't mean it. She didn't mean nothing to him. And basically that we shouldn't let nobody from the outside ruin our relationship. That right there should have told me that he's fucking crazy. Period. He's crazy. Like, you ruined it, motherfucker. You stepped out. You decided to allow outside people to come in and mess up what we had. But at the time, in my defense, I was young. I was dumb. I was young. I was dumb. And I thought I was in love. And unfortunately, at that time in my life, I was going through a lot of personal issues. With people that was supposed to love me, as far as like my father and situations with my mother, my family, and I really felt alone. Like, I felt alone, and I felt as though he was the only person that loved me. He was the only person that cared about me, and I put up with a lot of stuff for the simple fact that I thought I was in love. I thought nobody would love me how he loved me if I left him. I thought I wouldn't find that type of love again. And not only that, I'm not going to say I was scared to be by myself, but I was scared to not have nobody love me. Like I said, I was going through issues with my mother, so I felt as though she didn't love me, even though, you know, a mother's love is unconditional. At the time, I honestly believed that my mom didn't love me or my dad didn't love me. And I felt it was a situation. Everybody already knows, if you pay attention to my show, you know, my family drama was me basically growing up with my brother's father being raised as my dad, but in reality, I had a whole other father. And like that, it happened to me as a teenager, but I never really got to talk to like anyone. I talked to my mom, I talked to my dad, I expressed how I felt, but I was still angry. And like slowly but surely, when I would talk to my aunts or my cousins or somebody in my family, I found out that everybody fucking knew but me. And I was so angry, y'all. I held on to a lot of anger for some years. Like, I found that out when I was a teenager. And my whole teenage years, I was angry. I was very angry with everybody. Like, I was so mad at my family. I was hurt. I was hurt, and I didn't know how to deal with it. And everybody, I'm not going to say everybody, they kind of just said their piece. They explained why they did it. They had their reason behind it. And everybody was like, okay, let's get over it. And I was like, no, I'm still motherfucking mad. I don't want to get over it. Nobody asked how I felt. Nobody asked about Deanna's feelings. Everybody just want me to just sweep the shit under the rug and be cool with it. And I wasn't. And I didn't know how to express that to people. I'm not even saying I didn't know how to express that to people, because I'm very expressful. I don't have no problem with telling people how I feel. I don't bite my tongue for nobody. I don't give a fuck if they hurt your feelings or none of that. Like, I'm going to say it to you in the most nicest way. I'm not just a heartless ass person, but I'm very honest. And I was expressing that shit to them. I was telling them I was mad. I was telling them I was hurt. I was telling them I wasn't feeling that shit. But they was just like, okay, Deanna, like, how we going to get over it? And I didn't know how the fuck we was going to get over it, because I was still stuck in the angry stage. I was like, it's okay to be angry and be mad about stuff, but you have to learn how to get yourself out of that anger. You cannot stay in that angry space. And I wanted to stay in that angry space because I felt as though everybody had me fucked up. And I was mad. I was hurt behind it. And I didn't have no understanding. So over the couple years, I met a guy. I was, like I said, I was still young, but I held on to that relationship so tight because I had abandonment issues. I can admit it now. At the time, I didn't know what it was, but as I got older, I realized I'm afraid of people leaving me. I'm not going to say I'm afraid. Well, yeah, at one point in time, I'm afraid of people leaving me. Everybody always leaves me. That's how I had it in my mind. I had it in my mind that I wasn't good enough. I had it in my mind that nobody loves me, and I had it in my mind that whoever did come into my life, I needed to hold on to them, and I needed to go through the trials and tribulations with them in order to continue to get that love that they was providing to me. I had issues with abandonment. I felt like people came in my life for however long they was going to come, whether if it was a couple weeks, a couple months, or even a couple years, but I felt like eventually they always leave. And I was just like, even when he would try to leave me, that was my guilt trip. So I'm going to admit that too. You know how I say he was a manipulator? I had a little bit of manipulation in me as well. When we get into it and he's like, I'm leaving, da da da, it's over, I would pull the abandonment card. I was good for it. I would pull the abandonment card. I would tell him, you leave just like everybody else left me. Leave how my dad left me. Like, you don't love me. I pulled the abandonment card and it would make him stay. I'll admit that. Sometimes I still feel like I got abandonment issues. I ain't gonna say it's as bad as it is, because now I'm at a point where if you wanna leave, I ain't even gonna hold the door for you. I'm not stopping you. I'm gonna open that motherfucker up and I'm gonna let you walk out. And I'm not gonna be mad. I'm not gonna be sad. I'm not gonna think I'm not good enough. I'm not gonna think it's me. I'm just gonna think that our chapter is over with and it's gonna be done. But at one point in time in my life, I did. I felt like people came into my life. They was around for a certain period of time. But they would eventually leave me. So that's just me. That's why I probably held on to that relationship so tight. I put up with a lot of stuff. And he put up with a lot of stuff too. I'm not just going to place the blame on him, because that would be wrong. But us together went through different things. And we decided to put up with so much because we thought we were in love. And we both had that issue to where people would leave us. Things would get tough and they would leave. Instead of trying to be there and work it out, you know, and, like, stay around through the tough times. It was like, you only want to be here through the good times. Now it's getting rough. You want to leave me. That was a card he pulled on me, and that was a card I pulled on him, but it was honest truth, and that's how we felt, because that's what happened to us in our lifetime. We had people that would come into our life, pretend that they love us. I don't say pretend, but that's what it felt like. Pretend to love us, be there for us, make promises that they never gonna leave, and as soon as shit get hard, they will be the first ones running out the door. So just getting back on track, I feel as though a lot of people put up with different things because there's sometimes it can be you scared to be alone. You want to see the good in a person. Like I said in the beginning of the show, we see red flags with people. We see that this person is not good for us. Like, it could be something as they're not loyal. Or maybe it was a situation where their loyalty was tested, and instead of being on your side where they were supposed to be, they were on the opposite side, and they showed you their true colors. It could be a situation where times got hard and you weren't able to do the things that you normally do for them. And they wasn't happy. For instance, a man, or even a woman who always, like, if you got friends or family, they always ask you for stuff, and you always tell them yes to everything. If they ask for it, you give it to them. If you got it, you gonna give it. You're not gonna care. You ain't gonna be mad. You ain't gonna bitch. You ain't gonna complain. You got it. But this one time you ain't got it, they mad. They ain't fucking with you. Now it's fuck you and you ain't dealing with them. They just showed you that they're opportunists. When it's beneficial, they're around. They gonna ride. As soon as it does not benefit them no more, they have to leave. They will leave you, and they will not hesitate. Or, for instance, in certain friendships, maybe sometimes friendships could be one-sided. You're always there for your friend. You talk to that person. You know, you're there for them through their good times and their bad times, and then you be having bad times, and then they're the last person that's there. They're never there. Even like for a shoulder to lean on or ear to listen to your problems, they don't never want to talk about what you got going on. They always end up cutting you off and bring up themselves or their situation. Pay attention to people like that, because those are red flags. If you calling your friend you're confiding your friend how you're going through something and it's just so hard for you and you just need some advice on how to deal with this situation. And then your friend in the middle of that be like, oh, well, girl, I'm going through this too and I got this going on. And I'm not necessarily saying that they're not your friend or they're not there for you, but they just may be one-sided. You cause them to ask them for advice about you and all they can think about is themselves. They can't stop and for a second and let you vent and let you, you know, get out what you need to get out without bringing up themselves or what they have going on. Now, if it's a mutual conversation and both of you guys are just venting, oh, girl, I got this going on. She's like, bitch, me too. We stressed. And y'all just like, you know, having a mutual conversation, that's different. But I'm saying if every time you got a problem or issue, they sweep your shit under the rug and they want to bring up what they have going on. Or something happens, and then they play victim to the situation, to a situation they started. But then they try to bail on you and leave you for you to clean up their mess. You're like, wait a minute. That's a red flag. You know, it's just different red flags sometimes as people we don't pay attention to. People who only are around for beneficial reasons. When things are good, they love you. When you got money to spend, liquor to drink, and weed to smoke, they all there, but as soon as your bag gone, they got their bag, they all running home, tuck-tucking, and they gonna smoke by themselves. You watching their Snapchat, and they up here smoking. You like, damn, this bitch just told me she didn't have no weed, and I just smoked my last blunt with her. That's crazy. Or, oh, I ain't got no money to go kick it right now, da-da-da-da. But then later on, you see them on Facebook like, hey, we all that, we turning that big bottle. You like, but just because I didn't have nothing to put in on your bottle, instead of you just drinking with your friend, just because we're friends and sometimes me, sometimes you, you like, I'm going to go off with her because she got a couple dollars to throw on and I just want my money back. You know what I mean? It's just certain red flags that people sometimes we ignore because we want to see the good in them. And sometimes people have good potential to be good friends or good mates, but they don't know how. Or sometimes people may not know that they're not being a good friend or not being a good mate. It's certain things, like I have a friend, she plays clueless a lot. She plays innocent and dingy a lot. Now, when we was teenagers and we was kids, and I know her for a long time, like that works. I get it. You know, we were young, we were dumb, we were learning, you know what I mean? I get it, you being dingy in certain situations. But now it's like, okay, bitch, we're grown. You know what you did. You know exactly why you're wrong. You just want to play dumb and play the victim so you don't have to own up to your mistakes. So those are just different things, different red flags. Start paying attention to red flags when dealing with people, whether it's a relationship or a friendship. I had somebody tell me, basically talking about other people's demons. Sometimes other people's demons around them will bring you down. It'll affect you instead of that person. That person could be going through so much and have so much darkness around them, but you're around them every day. You don't even know that their feelings are coming off onto you. You could be the happiest person ever. Like, you're full of life. You're always happy. You always see everything. The glass half full. Even when bad stuff happens, you're very optimistic. You know, you don't think like, oh, this is the end of the world. You know, you deal with stuff, you take it on the chin, and you keep going. But maybe you get around this person, your energy, it decreases. You're not as happy no more. You're sad all the time, man. You notice like they're always sad. They're always depressed. That's their energy. Their energy is coming off to you. It's transmitted. Energy is real, guys. Energy is very real. I'm not going to say spirits and all that because I ain't going to get into all that because I don't really know about all that. But just, like, pay attention to your vibes. Pay attention to how you feel when you get around certain people. Do they bring out the happiness in you or do they make you sad? When you get around this person, do they talk about more goals and what they want to do or do they talk about people? Do y'all sit around and talk about business ideas and how y'all can make more money with each other? Or are y'all sending screenshots talking about people? You know what I mean? It's just different vibes, different energies, you know, different, just like that mean, different men bring out a different part in a woman and just vice versa, just like with a man. For instance, it was a picture of Rihanna and Chris Brown. We all know what happened between them. No need to go into details. But it was a picture of them, and they were, like, at a basketball game, but they were both happy. They were screaming. They were cheering. And then it was a picture of him and Carucci, and they were just sitting there, like, watching the game, looking bored as shit. And it was like, different people bring out different vibes in you, and you got to pay attention, because that's very true, whether that's your friend or your partner. If you get around someone and you're always down, you're always sad, you need to pay attention to that. If you get around them and they give you life, they give you energy, they speak life into you, pay attention to that, because you need to be around more people who bring you life, who speak positivity into your life, and who makes you happy and who makes you feel better. Who wants to be miserable or mad all the time? 24/7, they're just unhappy. It could be a beautiful day, the sun is shining, y'all about to go swimming and everything else, and they just like, huh. You're like, what's wrong? And they're just like, I'm sad, I'm depressed today. It's like, okay, well, keep your depressed ass in the house or something. Even though we all know when you're depressed, you're not supposed to stay in the house. You're supposed to, you're supposed to get out and be with your friends, and you're supposed to be around other happy people in hopes that their energy feeds off onto you so you can be happy. You see how energy works? But just getting back to how many times can your spouse cheat before you leave? A lot of people were saying it doesn't depend on how many times. It kind of depends on how much you'll put up with. It's up to you. Like, how much will you put up with till you say, I had enough? Some people were saying it'll get to a point where you put up with so much that you begin hating that person. You begin resenting that person. And I feel like that's true. Back to my personal life, the same relationship that I'm talking about, I'm no longer in that relationship, but it took me to literally start hating him and the relationship start getting so toxic for me to leave and to realize that I'm not going to say completely lost myself, but I lost myself. I didn't know who I was. I didn't, like, you know how when you break up with somebody and you got to go back to, like, doing stuff by yourself and all that kind of stuff. Well, if you in a relationship and your solely focus is that person, I'm trying to tell you, when y'all break up, you're going to be like, somebody's going to be like, well, what makes you happy? And you're going to have no fucking idea. You're going to be like, I don't know. Like, you spent so much time and so much energy trying to make this person happy. You don't even know what makes you happy anymore. You don't even know what makes you smile. So I'm like, oh, what you like to do for fun? But if you're so used to just being with your mate and chilling with him and doing stuff for him, you don't even really know what makes you happy, especially if you're the type of person that you're going to do what your boyfriend or your girlfriend wants you to do because you know it's going to make them happy. Maybe he likes to go paintballing. You really don't like paintballing, but you're going to go because that makes him happy. So now when you out on your own and you're trying to figure out what makes you happy and what you want to do, you're sitting there looking like, I don't know. Because you put so much time and energy into someone else that you forgot about yourself. So that's why I feel like sometimes in relationships, that's a good thing too. I'm not going to say putting too much into your relationship. I'm going to say forgetting about yourself in a relationship. It will cause you to, like, you're neglecting yourself. You're neglecting your personal needs. You're neglecting your friends. You're probably neglecting your family. I know a lot when I was in a relationship, we used to go to his family's house a lot. We went to my family's house sometimes, but we mainly was at his family's house. And, you know, it's just different things that you don't even realize till after the fact. Not saying he was a patrolling or anything like that, because I don't feel like that, because I definitely had the option to be like, no, we're going to my people's house or we're going to go to both. It was just a simple fact that I'm going to make you happy, so I'm going to do what you like. You know what I mean? And then when the relationship ended, it was like, well, I had to figure out all over again what makes me happy. And just different things like that. So, it just depends on how much you're willing to put up with. How much do you feel like you love this person, I guess you could say. My personal opinion, again, I'm going to say, if they cheat on you one time, I feel like you should just leave. Like, I know, it's like, it's going to be hard. Like, it's one of those things where it's easier said than done. Especially when you're so used to that one person, it's definitely going to be hard. It's going to be a struggle. But at the same time, you'll get to know yourself again. You'll get to love yourself again. And you will meet somebody else eventually. And you'll be happy again. But it's like, if you let somebody cheat on you and you take them back, they're going to start ice skating. They're going to start doing the most. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's like their respect for you goes down. So they may, even if they do or don't, they may or may not become more disrespectful. Now they're doing shit just because they know they can get away with it at that point. That's my point. Once you accept one thing, they're going to think you're going to accept everything. Like, oh, all I got to do is, okay, for instance, I know somebody who every time her boyfriend cheated on her, he got caught up, he'd throw money at her. Not literally, but he would buy her a bag. He'd buy her clothes. At one point in time, she wanted to move. He gave her the first month and the security to move. But guess what? She wanted to move to get away from him. And guess who came right with her? Him. He was right there. It's just certain things, like certain people. Like, once you let them do one thing, they just get away with murder. They just get to doing the most. They're going to constantly do it because they know at the end of the day, all they have to do is tell you sorry. All they have to do is act like they change, and when I mean act like they change, for the next couple weeks, they'll come in the house at a decent hour. They're going to text and call you more than normal. They ain't going to be tripping about going out with the fellas. They may be prone to giving you more gifts. They may give you money. They may do more stuff with you and, you know, just do whatever to make you happy. But last for a couple weeks or a couple months, and then they're back to their normal. They did that because they know they have to act right and play their role to get back in your good graces. But once they're back in their good graces and they're back comfortable, they're gonna go back to their normal selves. So what was the other one? They're just gonna be doing the most. Like, you gotta put your foot down. You gotta be willing to be like, this is what I'm gonna deal with, this is what I'm not gonna deal with in the relationship beforehand, so they can already know. Me personally, I just feel like, I'm not going to say if a person cheats on you, they don't love you, but I'm definitely going to say they don't value you. That's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to use the word love, because you can love someone and not like them, just like you can love someone but not need to be in a relationship with them. Like, you may have an ex that you love, like, he still has a piece of your heart, you love him, but you know that you guys don't belong together. Like, you have love for him and you love him, but y'all just not good together. So it could be a situation where, you know, they love you, but they don't value you, or they don't value y'all relationship. They're not scared to lose you. They know, like, temptation happens to everybody, men and women. That's why I'm not just going to point the finger at the men and say, men be cheating, y'all is dogs. No, that's not me. Everybody know I try to be neutral in the situation. Because, like I said, it was women commenting on my post, admitting that they're cheating, or, you know, just different things. Like, women cheat as well. It's always a reason why a man or a woman cheats. 9 times out of 10, they're not happy in their relationship. And unfortunately, in this day and age, we don't take the time to express that and communicate that with our spouse, that, you know, we're unhappy, or, babe, you know, I don't like when you do this. Like, when we get out in public, I don't like when you bring up our personal business in front of your friends. I feel like that should be something we should talk about amongst us. I don't think that should be their business. Like, instead of talking to the person and letting them know what you don't like, so giving them the opportunity to fix it so it can help build your relationship, so that person isn't getting fed up and cheating, or maybe that person wants to have sex and you're always tired and they don't want it, or you just had a baby. You know, every woman, I feel like after we have a baby, we just go through that, I'm going to call it the ugly stage. We're not necessarily ugly, but we, you know, we don't have the energy. We got a crying baby to deal with. We got to cook. We got to clean. We're not really getting that much energy. We may or may not lost our fupa, so we don't feel as sexy anymore. So we're looking at him like, oh, babe, I got a belly now and stretch marks. Ew. And he's like, girl, take that shirt off. I want to see all that. Let me rub your belly. You like, ew, like, don't touch me. You know, just expressing what's wrong in your relationship. I know something I'm going to do in my next relationship is, besides doing a date night, I'm going to do one night where we both either write down or sit down and talk about things that we're unhappy with in our relationship and figure out how we can fix them and give each other the opportunity to correct our mistakes. I'm always that type of person, like, if I'm wrong, let me know and correct me so that way I can fix it. But if you give the person opportunity to fix their mistakes and they continue to do something, they probably don't care about your feelings. Because if you really love someone, you really care about them. If you know that when you go into public and you bring up you and your boyfriend's personal business, he's going to get upset. If you keep on doing that, then you clearly don't care about how he feels because you know that that upsets him. So why would you continue to do something that you know that's going to cause a problem in your relationship? If you really cared about that person, you would take the time out to try to fix it and correct it so that way, you know, this problem is not reoccurring. So I just feel like, you know, communication definitely is key. I'm going to definitely say, like, I'm not the best person, so I'm not just going to preach to y'all because I have put up with a lot of stuff. I put up with a lot of different things that people would have told me that I was done for, I should have left for, and I'm okay with that because at the end of the day, what you allow is what you continue, will continue. And I firmly believe in that. Once you start something, they're going to get so used to you doing that, they're going to continue that cycle. So don't allow nothing that you don't want to continue. If you're not feeling that shit, you don't like it, put a stop to it. Don't allow it. Don't go through with it. Because that person is going to continue to do that because you accepted that. You allowed that to happen. So now they think it's okay. So in reference from cheating, your mate knows, man or woman knows, all they have to do is apologize to you, change their ways for a little short period of time, or, you know, give you gifts, and then you're going to forget about it. But you have to remember, the loyalty is gone, the trust is gone, and I'm pretty sure you're going to argue about everything. Every time you go out, she or he is going to wonder, is you going to go cheat this time? They're probably going to want to go through your phone, look at your messages, and just it just makes it bad because now you have trust issues. When in the beginning you had a solid relationship, you had a solid foundation, and now that foundation is messed up all because you chose to cheat. Now, everybody gets temptation, like men and women. There's always going to be, I actually just shared a meme like this on my Facebook story. There's always going to be a female that's probably better than your girl, look better than your girl, prettier, better body, more hair, whatever the case may be. Just like it could be a man out here who probably look better than your mate, got more money than him, dick bigger than his, house nicer, car nicer. And, you know, you got this, they give you this temptation. You know, maybe your girl got a nice little booty, but you see this girl with this big butt donkey. It's jiggling, it's wobbling, and she wants you to come behind it. That's where the loyalty comes in. That's where you say that moment, however long the sex will last, is not worth what I have with this person. They're not worth it. I value our relationship, and I value my partner, and I value their feelings, and I know that one, this is going to hurt them, and they're probably going to destroy them, and it's going to mess up our relationship. It's going to cause unnecessary insecurities that he or she may not never have if you never stepped out on them. And that's another thing. Your own personal insecurities can drive someone to cheat. You know what I mean? If you're stop accusing your mate of always cheating, because you just look guilty. Why are you always accusing them of cheating if you're not cheating? You know what I mean? I used to get accused of cheating, and guess what? His ass was cheating. He always accused me because he knew he was guilty. He wasn't sure about, you know, if I knew he was cheating, so he had to throw it back on me to make it seem like I was the bad guy, and in reality, you was, because you felt guilty. Insecurities, like, don't allow your insecurities to mess up what you have. And if you insecure about certain stuff, express that to your mate. Express that to that person. Like I said, if they love you enough, I genuinely feel like they will fix it. If you really love somebody, you're going to do whatever it takes to work out your relationship. That's just like, we're just talking about relationships now, but like in a marriage, you can't just let go of your marriage because your husband made you mad or your wife made you mad. You know, you work through that. You talk to that. You communicate with that person how you feel and hope that they'll fix it. And if they're your wife or husband, 9 times out of 10, you're going to fix it because you know that makes your husband upset, or you know that makes your wife upset, or you know that hurts your feelings when you do that to your spouse. And you care about that person, and you love them enough to not hurt them. So I yapped up enough for you guys. We're going to go ahead and take another commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to wrap up our show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you guys check out the Ear Candy Radio website. Candy is spelled with a K. Go ahead and check that out. We have wonderful blogs up. There's a lot of different stories going on. Make sure you guys check out our donate button. You guys can donate to our radio show and our different events that we have coming up. Stay posted. If you're not following the Ear Candy Radio page on Facebook, you need to do so as well. We have a lot of different opportunities coming up, and that's either our website or Facebook, even Instagram as well, Ear Candy Radio on Instagram as well, so where you can get updates on the new things that's going on, as well as follow my show page, the Deanna K Show on Facebook. That's where I post mostly about my show, my topic, and I'm also very motivational on there. I know a lot of people deal with depression, so sometimes I share a lot of stuff to help people with depression and just motivational things to keep you going. I also share funny stuff too, because I got to have a funny side as well. And then on Instagram, you guys can follow me at Deanna_K, and it's just the one now. So thank you guys so much, and we'll be right back.
Think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
Why they hating on me?
Make the money, never let the money make me. What's up with all this hating you bitches been doing lately? They smiling in my face, behind my back they try to play me. Ain't tripping, man, it's gravy. When you pay her, she pay me. Why would you try to save a man that's not even your lady? Why would you try to save a man that's not even your baby? I swear my life is crazy, been pimping since like 18. I'm acting like I don't, I know exactly why they hate me. I'm counting money daily, departed from the act, girl. All my flights one way, I don't know when I'm coming back, girl. Selling white, girl. Selling black, girl. I thought you already knew that I was a mad girl.
I think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
What they hating on me?
Making these niggas be faking, I know they all be hating, know they hating on me. They steady waiting on me, took the lead, no racing on me. All you bitches pacing on me, all you bitches basic on me. Simple minded, crazy, crazy hoes, ain't fucking with you hoes. Bitches don't know what they want, getting money what I'm on. Rolling up, getting gone, and they hating, still blowing out my phone. If it ain't about the money, baby, you can leave me alone. Why they gotta hate? Cause I'm good, cause I'm great. Know I'm out here making moves, don't go making no mistake. I got a mind and a mission, no time for these niggas. Boy, I'm on a mission, leaving wishing, leaving wishing.
I think they hating on me cause they know that I be getting cash. Or they hating on me cause they know all of my bitches bad. Boy, they hating on me cause they see me out here doing me. Yeah, they hating cause I ain't paying no more than 10 a G.
Why they hating on me?
Sometimes you just gotta embrace it, even when it want you to make it. I just want you to feel my pain real quick.
Look into my eyes and try to feel my pain. You know how it feels to be left out in the rain. Every day somebody's judging me. Worried about my life and how I live in these streets.
Look into my eyes and try to feel my pain.
Belly shy here, niggas ain't 30 yet, walk around with white hair. When they killed Marshall, I prayed it was a nightmare. Sometimes I go to sleep and I wake up and he be right there. My mind playing tricks on me, my friends wanna hit a lick on me. Gotta watch everybody, they might snitch on me. These OGs even treat me like they big homie. They don't wanna see you eat, they want you on your back and not your feet. Ain't no 401ks in the street. Ain't no phase when it's beef. Still running for police. I gotta make it rap and I'm walking in hell. Only black people taking up the sale. You deserve to die if they heard you tell. Ain't no money for healthcare, they making more jail. Akron fucked up and it's full of hate. Full of hate. Soon as you eat, they gon' want your plate. They speak horrible about me but don't know my case, bitch. Take them on their last ride, just coming late. Look into my eyes and try to feel my pain. You know how it feels to be left out in the rain. Each and every day somebody's judging me. Worried about my life and how I live in these streets.
Look into my eyes and try to feel my pain. You know how it feels to be left out in the rain. Each and every day somebody's judging me. Worried about my life and how I live in these streets.
Sippin' on Rossi, chillin' with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sippin' on Rossi, chillin' with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sippin' on Rossi, chillin' with my posse. Kelly Mill got me, so I'm leaving here sloppy. Put up in the Mozzie, me chasing LA. Bitches going crazy, cause I'm back in LA. Fly as a pilot, roll a cushion, I light it. Yeah, I'm back with some money, I know them haters don't like it. Oh, you getting that money, then you're repping the streets. Then put your hand in the air, like you're shooting the three. And my ice is chilling, call it 20 below. The key is right to the ceiling, you must be stuck to the flow. 2 gallons of Rossi, in a stick of the kush. Got my eyes looking low, like I'm reading the book. I'm just sipping on Rossi, chilling with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sipping on Rossi, chilling with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. I'm leaving here sloppy. I ain't driving, I'm riding with 2 girls. That's menaging, and get wetter than the hydrant. Junior, that new swag, say hi to it. I'm on a whole nother level, you gotta fly to it. A nigga just might hate, but a chick loves it. Yeah, my life a movie, but ain't a script of it. Another sip for the sangria. Lil' mama looking tasty, I might eat her. Sexy in my tank top, I call it wife beater. Cause she married with 2 kids, she little cheater. She don't want no more kids, she just wanna see. So I shoot it in the face like she playing D. I'm sipping on Rossi, chilling with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sipping on Rossi, chilling with my posse. Came to the club sober. rapper, but I'm leaving here sloppy, sloppy, sloppy. I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy, sloppy, sloppy. 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 I'm leaving here sloppy.
Drinking all this Rossi, you would think I know Carlo. Purple stains, purple labels in my fucking car, ho. King of this Rossi shit, took my fucking bio. Started on the clear, then I swagged out Ohio. Red solo cups full, I don't fuck with Spyro. This is Rossi Mafia, I put that on my life, yo. Catch us on the block, bowling balls and some bitches. Foreign cars, hood stars, that's the life we living. Got all you niggas tripping, and all your bitches wishing that they was right here sipping. See me, I keep it pimping. Jordan Cyrus denim, authentic, no pretending. My body shit, I'm killing. RM nigga, we winning.
Sippin' on Rossi, chillin' with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy, sloppy, sloppy. I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy. Sippin' on Rossi, chillin' with my posse. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy, sloppy, sloppy. I'm leaving here sloppy. Came to the club sober, but I'm leaving here sloppy.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to tonight's show. If you missed it, you guys can always go back and listen from the beginning. Tonight's topics again was cheating. What are some reasons people cheat, as well as how many times can your spouse cheat before you decide to leave them? Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you for everybody who pretty much comment on my post and gave me some good ideas and good feedback for my topics tonight. And don't forget to check out our website, as well as follow me on Facebook and Instagram. If you go to my radio show page, all the information is available. Only thing is, my Instagram name is Deanna_K1. Instead of 21 now, it's just number one. And I'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Yeah, F the Bennett, Devil for Reject, Jack. She tried to keep me out of shit, but I still ride. He tried to empty down the clip, but you still died. 5 in the morning, and I'm still outside. Trying to make $1 million, finna send that bribe. On a flight with a brick of white, we so fly. We out of mind, we don't sleep at night. The light's super bright. Took away my sight, took away my everything. But I love the life, so nigga, what said you claim? My second breath came, killing just to test my aim. Body shot first time, I tested a thing. The best still remains in the cuts. Why you fuck, nigga, still I game. Keep mine and your murder is gon' be your range. It's gon' be a shame. Just give me your chain and hop out your car. Rape his pocket, top in and blend with the dark. Fuck what you love, boy, if you shot in the heart.
I try, you see a nigga making these moves, that's why I try. When I fall, I'm taking that bruise, that's why I try. I cannot lose, I cannot lose, that's why I try. You see a nigga making these moves, that's why I try. When I fall, I'm taking that bruise, that's why I try. I cannot lose, I cannot lose, that's why I try.
Whatever I could deserve, believe me, it's potent. They say my rhymes and words just flow like the ocean. I keep heat, so they call me the toast man. I move coke and weed, so they call me a dope man. I call it hope if your home was broken. Mind smoking pops of rolling stone is hopeless. I grew up with the rats and the roaches on a pissy mattress, dreaming about matches and Porsches. Money expansion, dismantling your fortress. No door handles on you, it's sewer money was corporate. Bless them every 5 seconds, making them forfeit. On some Tupac Shakur shit, making these horses. I go hard, I ain't the one that go to war with. Showing no remorse in your ribs, the force fit. Try to swear up with a wife and a kid, but I still end up doing time in the pen.
I try, you see a nigga making these moves, that's why I try. When I fall, I'm taking that bruise, that's why I try.
try. You see a nigga making these moves, that's why I try.